This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up, the war on Western civilization goes into high gear. Sweden appoints Pakistani to lead National Heritage Board, whose job is to teach people that Swedes aren't Sweden. Again, it's one thing to be open and bring in groups to be more diverse and culture, and that's, but to bring people in to say we need to get rid of this Western culture, that was the plan put out by the former head of the EU, who then became the head of the whole refugee program, who died 2 weeks ago, Peter Sutherland. That story is on InfoWars.com. Austria left bars owners banning asylum seekers after crime explosion. That's right. You got to let everybody in. You got to give them your housing. Washington Post upset that Trump immigration plan will keep whites a majority for a few more years. They say it's important to get rid of whites being the majority because whites are bad. And I was watching a clip on the internet this morning on Vice. They actually have programs where they talk about how whites are inherently evil and shouldn't be able to travel. I mean, this is like the most racist, and it's all being directed by white leftists who want to create infighting. But I digress. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. Roger Ver of Bitcoin.com joins us, and he's getting into the whole war inside Bitcoin. He says the plunge in Bitcoin, one of many, but over time it just keeps going up. Why don't we show like a 7-year graph or 8-year graph on Bitcoin, if those exist. I know they're out there. It says there's an internal war going on. I don't know all the details. I just know he's the Bitcoin guru. So we'll go to break in a few minutes for 1 minute and then come back, go to your calls. Garrett, Drew, Stefan, Daryl, Patrick. If what you're saying is accurate, and people say you're a credible guy, you have a lot of fans, then what is the prognosis in this globalist-directed civil war inside crypto?
The prognosis here is that people are going to have to pick the cryptocurrencies that are the most useful for them in their daily lives and start using them. And that's what we're seeing happen right now with Bitcoin Cash. And literally, you can't make this stuff up. The president of the Bilderberg Group is the lead investor in this company called Blockstream that basically did exactly what their name implies. They got involved and they blocked the stream of transactions on the Bitcoin network and did everything they possibly could to make Bitcoin less useful as money. These companies have, these people have openly attacked every company that wants to use Bitcoin as money. They attack anybody who promotes using Bitcoin as money. It's absolutely maddening to see these people getting involved. And most, they raised $150 million from traditional finance companies. And most of it came from, AXA and the head of the Bilderberg Group there. That's exactly who this money came from, and it's just maddening to anybody who thinks that Bitcoin should be usable as money.
Well, I've noticed that globalists love to have a double meaning, like, we will stream you the block. We're the block stream. But really, we're blocking the stream. I've noticed they're obsessed with double meanings like that.
And that seems to be exactly what we've had happen here with Bitcoin. They are openly hostile to people using it as money. You actually, if you just simply quote the title of the original Bitcoin white paper, they get angry and they say all sorts of crazy things like, no, Bitcoin was never meant to be used as money. Bitcoin can never scale on chain so people can use it. That's a pack of lies. Bitcoin was ready for the entire world to be able to use it. It could scale on chain to support that right there today. No problem at all. And yet these people are arguing against people having control over their own money. There's the title, Bitcoin, a peer-to-peer electronic cash system. And they mock Bitcoin Cash. They mock the idea of using Bitcoin as cash. But it's right there.
Well, it's pretty obvious that it was meant to challenge the central banks, as the inventor said. So the Jedi mind trick of you're not wearing a blue shirt, Roger. Of course, you are wearing a blue shirt. I'm not wearing a mallard green shirt. Well, actually, I am. Just as a layperson, on its face, that's how Bitcoin takes over, or a cryptocurrency. Whoever gets in first and becomes ubiquitously traded, then it's game over. That's been the goal from the beginning.
That has been the goal from the beginning, but these disruptors have come in and disrupted the entire thing, and now people are figuring out, well, which currency should I use, and what's happening with this? Bitcoin used to be fast, cheap, and reliable, but now Bitcoin Core is super expensive, slow, and unreliable. Now we have this Bitcoin
Cash. Are you saying I should come in after the break playing the Beastie Boys Sabotage?
Hey, you absolutely should, Alex.
All right. Again, I don't know anything about any of this stuff. I'm just trying to work my way through it here. But it makes a lot of sense what this guy's saying. Newswars.com, Infowars.com. We'll be back on the other side. Stay with us.
Scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Sabotage! I'm hosting the fourth hour today. The John Rappaport is under the weather. The great John Rappaport. And then we got the whole 3-hour kickoff with the war room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone, now returned from his big victory lap in the UK. I've said this for 2-3 days. I got behind with big breaking news. We're going to watch the stock market. Where is it? It was like 650 points down at the low. Let's keep monitoring that. The Dow Jones, that's going on. But we know that throughout history, big financial interests come in and bring down things they want to take control of. So how far down is the Dow right now? It is down 489 points. Again, it would have to be down. That's just of today's trading. It's down less than 2,000 points in the last week since this started. And it would have to be down close to 8,000 points to erase all of the Trump gains. So just remember that. And the Federal Reserve is raising rates on it to drive it down. They admit they want to kill the Trump recovery. That is a fact. But we don't just stand on the stock market. It is a big bubble. We stand on the record new jobs, record new startups, and innovation, new technologies, new systems. We never know what the new technology like computers or like electricity or anything, you know, the dot-com, that is going to blast us to the next level. Mini bubbles are good if they're based on a real technology and a real infrastructure buildup, and Trump is attempting that. The globalists are doubling down to prop up the Chinese communists right now. But I don't see that going too well. We're joined by Roger Ver, taking your phone calls at Bitcoin.com. I, again, don't know all the little idiosyncratic things with different companies and groups and what they say it's for and what's happening. I just know about the bigger markets and how these systems come and go and, you know, some of the basics about fiat currencies and like the Federal Reserve has versus this. So we're going to talk to Garrett, who disagrees first, then Drew, Stefan, Daryl, Patrick, and others. But before we go to these calls, any other key points you want to add, Roger?
Very simply, Bitcoin Cash is usable as money. Bitcoin Core is not, and it's not by design of these people that managed to take over the project and drive away some of the best, most passionate people from the project. And all the early Bitcoin adopters that were so excited about the liberating technology this would become for the entire world, all of them have left the Bitcoin, or most of them have left the Bitcoin Core project at this point, and most of them are with Bitcoin Cash at this point, myself included, Gavin Andreessen, the person that Satoshi Nakamoto basically turned over the project to when he left, as well as a whole bunch of other early adopters of Bitcoin.
Where do you predict this fight's going?
I think because Bitcoin Core has succeeded in making Bitcoin Core not useful as money and not useful as payments, by the end of this year, Bitcoin Core will no longer be the top cryptocurrency. I think one or multiple other cryptocurrencies will supplant Bitcoin Core as the top spot that it has today.
And did I hear you right that your platform's up now because people don't like this?
Well, I got involved in Bitcoin because I wanted to enable every single person on the planet to have 100% complete control of their own money. I started running Bitcoin.com, I believe, back in 2015 or 2016. And, you know, we're quickly.
Sure, I'm just saying the day, everything else is down, but it looks like yours is up.
Sure, and not just for the day. Bitcoin Cash has outperformed Bitcoin Core for the day, for the week, for the last month, for the last 3 months, and for the last 6 months. So Bitcoin Cash has outperformed Bitcoin pretty much on every time period.
So that adds credence to the market doesn't like what they're doing, but they're doing, and I guess they could try to consolidate control of the market. Is that what you're saying?
The market is, you know, millions of people all over the world getting involved. So there's no one single player that I think is pulling the strings in all this. But for anybody that's looking for a currency that allows them to send and receive any amount of money with anyone anywhere in the world instantly and without permission from anybody, Bitcoin Cash enables that. Bitcoin Core does not.
Sure. Well, all I'm saying is that adds credence to what you're saying, that they're doing things that are driving down their own worth. But they're in a consolidation phase. And so that's how the globalists operate. Again, I don't know this group from Adam. I'm just trying as a layperson to understand it.
And if you go back to the page that you had up there with all the different cryptocurrency market caps there, you'll see at the very top it says Bitcoin dominance at the very top of the screen, and it'll be around 30-something percent, even above the list that you see there at the very top there. And it says 34-point-something, I believe. It's a little bit blurry for me right there.
Yes.
If you click on that, you can see the history. And it went from being 90-something percent very recently down to the 35.6% that it is today. And that's as a direct result of these people making Bitcoin not usable as money. And guess what? When Bitcoin is not usable as money, people are going to stop using it as money. And when something is slow, expensive, and unreliable, and other alternatives are fast, cheap, and reliable, people are going to start using those alternatives. And that's exactly what we've seen.
All right, well, we've got you on because you're a respected guy out there, and people say you really know what you're talking about. I have to be honest. But this is very complex. I understand the basic generalities and how these systems work, but I can't vouch for you or the other groups. I want to be clear about that, just because I'm not usually flying somewhat blind. Let's go to somebody that disagrees up front to add some balance to this. Garrett in California, you're on the air worldwide with Roger Ver.
Hey, Alex, big fan. Love your supplements. Just want to say that Bcash is just a fork of the original Bitcoin, and it's a scam. It's a Chinese scam coin that this guy, Roger, who's been arrested for selling explosives and all this other crap, is trying to push his own agenda and actually take down Bitcoin.
Okay, I said arrested for what?
He was arrested.
So I'd love to reply to that.
Well, hold on. arrested for what?
He was arrested for selling explosives. His Bcash is basically just a fork of the original Bitcoin.
Okay, I heard that part. Okay. We'll come back to you in a minute, Garrett. Go ahead, Roger.
So that's, this guy very well could be a paid operative trying to disrupt Bitcoin Cash. It's very simple. The name is Bitcoin Cash, not Bcash. Bcash is a completely separate project, not related at all to BCH, which is in reference to Bitcoin Cash. In reference to me selling explosives on the internet, that's absolutely true. Back in 1999, I sold firecrackers on eBay, back when eBay had a guns and ammo section. I also made the mistake of running for California State Assembly as a libertarian, saying if I were elected, I wouldn't even accept a salary because that comes from people who are paying taxes who might not want to pay my salary. And I complained about the ATF and FBI burning down a bunch of kids to death in a church in Waco, Texas. I wound up being the only person in the entire nation to be prosecuted for selling that product without a permit. And now all these people that don't want Bitcoin to be useful as money go and attack me because I sold firecrackers on eBay.
I was about to say, people don't know in most cities, even in Texas, it's pro-firecracker, firework. You bring fireworks you buy in Travis County into Austin, it's like a felony. But last time I checked, because I had one of my friends as a cop tell me that, because I had like a thing of firecrackers in the back of the car to go to my parents and pop them off because, you know, that's a felony or something. But the point is, let's see how Garrett responds to that. Garrett?
Alex, well, if you look at some of the transaction fees and some of the stuff, Bitcoin was originally developed to be open source that anybody could mine it. What happened is Roger Ver and his buddy Jihan Wu, they control the miners that basically mine Bitcoin, and they actually won't even allow other people to mine their other Bcash. They basically have cut off the market. So Bcash is actually a centrally controlled scam coin that's basically done in China. I only buy Bitcoin. I recommend everybody else to only buy BTC. That's the code for it. Buy Bitcoin. You can buy it pretty much anywhere. But Bcash is a scam. Don't buy it.
You know, this is why I didn't get involved in it. I understand it's got value because it's encoded. We all deserve to have our own digital systems we agree upon in any free society to whether it's pebbles or gold or Bitcoin, whatever. And then I just knew Wild Wild West that this was going to become huge and explosive. I said that back 8 years ago when I learned about it, 7-8 years ago from Max Kaiser. But I just knew how anything Wild Wild West turns into this. I'd have to spend all my time studying this just to be able to give my listeners a good opinion. And that's why I stay away from all this, because it just gives me a headache, Roger, because you seem like a nice guy. He seems like a nice guy. I don't know what to believe.
Well, I'll give you an example. We're talking about cryptocurrencies. Whether or not I sold firecrackers on eBay more than a decade ago has absolutely nothing to do whether or not Bitcoin Cash is a useful cryptocurrency or not. So why he's bringing up that point. And on the point of Jihan Wu, the first person in the entire world to translate the Bitcoin white paper into Chinese and bring Bitcoin to China, he sells his Bitcoin mining equipment to anyone, anywhere in the world can buy it. The biggest supporter of Bitcoin Core and the Blockstream Group is a company called BitFury, with offices literally on Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. They employ a bunch of people that formerly worked at the White House. They don't sell their miners to anywhere. Bitmain out of China, their mining software is open source. Their mining pool software is open source. They'll sell their hardware to anybody. It's very, very clear which of these groups support free speech and open transactions and which one's a bunch of totalitarian tyrants that want to control people and tell them what they can or can't do with their own money.
Who knew the future would look like this? Bitcoins, miners, China, Pennsylvania Avenue. I've heard Eric Prince is big in Bitcoin. I mean, it's just... I try to study all this, and I'm an expert in many areas, but we'll be back to take more calls. This is riveting.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Problem. I will do all this research, all this preparation at home, and then once I get here and have all these things I want to cover, and then I get stuck on a few big topics I never get to, and I get behind. I get behind on calls, I get behind on stories, I get behind on reports, just incredibly important stuff. That's why I'm hosting the fourth hour today. And it's going to be particularly power-packed. The biggest bombshell information has now come out. People overuse bombshell, but this is bombshell. Explosive. On Obama quarterbacking the illegal spying on Trump and his entire entourage that I've been telling you about for over a year and a half. It's now all breaking right now. It's on InfoWars.com. And so I've been saying, we already know the new stuff coming out in text messages. It just confirms what we already know. But to watch CNN's got me on the front page right now saying Jones is putting out hoaxes with the right-wing media. And then they say, it's a hoax that this email meant something. It's a hoax that there was a secret society. They just said it joking. It was a hoax, they said, insurance policy. So when they say hoax, you know, CNN will have one headline on the front page. You go to the article, it's different. So it says hoax on the front page. At least it did 5 minutes ago when I was looking at it. And it just gives me a headache because they've been caught red-handed, and I already have the sources that said it's going to be Obama running the whole thing. And just remember, Trump's the president now. He knows all this. And Admiral Rogers told him everything. He's just let them all lie to catch them in perjury. So that's coming up. We're going to your phone calls right now for Roger Ver, dealing with Bitcoin, and the big regulators saying they're coming after it, other cryptocurrencies, the intramural wars going on within the currencies. It's just a kettle of fish. Drew in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Alex. First, I want to say it's well known in the Bitcoin community that Roger Ver is a scammer, and this is his latest scam. Just hours before this interview, he manipulated the price of Bitcoin Cash up 25% just to push his narrative. And I do have a question for him. He's been telling everyone that Craig Wright is Satoshi Nakamoto, the creator of Bitcoin. But this can be easily proven through cryptography by signing the Genesis block, which means proving that he mined the first Bitcoin. He cannot do that, but Roger continues telling people that this guy is Satoshi Nakamoto, which is a lie.
He must release the core from Cybertron, yeah, the heart of our world. Will you release the core?
Why haven't traded a single?
Will you release the cube? That's right, it's the cube. So are you Megatron? Roger Ver, are you Megatron? If so, prepare for battle.
So I'm not Megatron. I haven't traded a single Bitcoin Core or Bitcoin Cash today. Of course, I'm pleasantly surprised the price is up 25% today. But that isn't because of me, and I don't know who did it. But I think people understand Bitcoin Cash is useful as money. Bitcoin Core is not. And the developers behind Bitcoin Core don't want it to be useful as money, mainly because they don't even understand what made Bitcoin a success in the first place. In regards to me saying that Craig Wright is Satoshi, I have never said that publicly. I have no idea if he's Satoshi or not, and whoever Satoshi is, wherever he is, he deserves to have absolute complete privacy because that's what he wants out of the world. And whether or not Craig Wright is Satoshi or not, the things that he is saying is spot on. They're exactly in line with what made Bitcoin successful. He has an incredibly deep understanding of economics and the reasons that Bitcoin became a success. Whether he's Satoshi or not, I think he is someone worth listening to.
Okay. Here's my problem, see. I just want to know about Bitcoin and currency in the markets. This is why I always stay out of all this and why as soon as I get one Bitcoin guest on, it's like boom, 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 more. And then I'm going to be in the middle of all this. I don't know who, I know who the pseudonym or whatever, the Japanese guy, the gnome de plume, whatever, or is it a real guy? That's a whole nother area of a soap opera that I don't have the brain space to be involved in with all these other big serious issues happening. So I'm glad we're having a debate, but this is why I said a Bitcoin. Good Lord. I mean, Drew, thank you for the call. But I will say this. I don't know Roger Ver. I know he's like when the kingpins of Bitcoin. Seems like a smart guy. And then all these other guys pile in so quickly they don't like him. It makes my head spin. What's going on here, Roger?
Maybe it's an orchestrated attack. Maybe there are a bunch of people that have been brainwashed by the previous orchestrated attack out there. Anybody with any common sense, you have two forms of Bitcoin. One is fast, cheap, and reliable. The other is slow, expensive, and unreliable.
Sure, but do you see how it all devolved into that discussion instead about the general future, about cryptocurrencies, and the establishment clearly is coming after it right now?
Yeah, and I think this is exactly what the establishment would want, a bunch of infighting within Bitcoin so that the cryptocurrency ecosystem so that people are busy fighting with each other rather than fending off a bunch of regulation and control by governments. And congratulations to the disruptors that you guys have succeeded in disrupting this incredibly liberating tool for the entire planet. But you've just slowed us down. You haven't stopped us. We're still going to enable every single human being.
Well, I think the graph shows that. I mean, it goes up and down, but over time it's going straight up.
It is. It's more useful than dollars. It's more useful than euros. It's more useful than the Japanese yen, and there's a limited supply. You don't have these central banks that can print as many as they want at any time for any reason. The supply is limited by the laws of mathematics, not the promise of some politicians. And we all know how good, how much we should trust the promise of a politician.
Let's go to, let's see here, Stefan in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Stefan. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex, great to talk to you. I just have really one point to say. I'm kind of new with the whole Bitcoin phenomenon. I just recently started around this December to even purchase it. And one thing I do want to say, though, that I don't think anybody really noticed is on the 21st of December, Trump signed in that executive order targeting, you know, serious human rights abusers and offenders, and since then,
money laundering.
Exactly. So, and if you actually look at the Bitcoin chart on Google, its highest peak was at around 17.7 on December, I believe, 22nd. It's literally the same time frame. So, from what it looks like to me, I mean, I know there's a lot of speculation that Bitcoin is used as like a dark currency for, you know, underground transactions because of its anonymous, you know, quality to, you know, basically pass money from party to party without, you know.
Sure, but you're saying if you look at the graph from that date, Bitcoin starts going down right around that point. I would imagine a bunch of other underground currencies did as well.
Yeah, exactly. So what I think is a lot of these people that are aware that this crackdown is about to happen, they're selling everything off and jumping ship, like how the Rothschilds are basically.
At the end of the Napoleonic Wars in 1815, yeah.
Exactly. So I think that is one of the it might be a contributing factor. I'm not sure. I'm not an expert. I just wanted to kind of call in because I had this little
out of the mouths of babes, brother. I don't have my head down in the weeds on this. I'm kind of up here. And exactly is that I see it peaking and now this and all of it tied together. And I don't think Trump's targeted himself, but I think what he's done does go after stuff that is beneath the radar. But it's, you know, not Bitcoin's fault that ISIS uses it. Or I mean, it's just, you know, criminals are always going to use everything. We can't ban guns because criminals use it. Any comments on that, Roger?
Yeah, the currency that's used by the most terrorists to do the most bad things around the world is the U.S. dollar, yet we don't hear the politicians claiming we should ban the U.S. dollar. And if these terrorists start using Bitcoin instead of the U.S. dollar, that's a sign that Bitcoin is a better form of money than the U.S. dollar. So it shouldn't be something that we looked at negatively when people start using Bitcoin for bad things. That just means that it's a better form of money than the other alternatives out there. And at the end of the day, people should be able to use the best form of money that's available to them.
Well, the first thing they do is every time somebody commits a crime, they go look on their computer to see if they ever visited InfoWars. Well, it's one of the top 100 sites. Of course everybody's visited it. They go, oh, look, this person. And most of the time it turns out they hated me. All right, sorry to the callers. I'm out of time. I appreciate Roger Ver joining us. We got a bunch of world news, Trump's prayer breakfast and more coming up. Very Christian nationalistic. And we got a bunch of big breaking news. I'll hit the tranny conspiracy as well. Stay with us.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands to take you in this time to promise.
We are back live broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I am going to host the fourth hour today. Again, I wanted to start a fourth hour about 12 years ago, just so I'd have more time for the first 6, 7, 8 years of the broadcast. I only did 3 hours every day at this time. And then I added a fourth hour, and then I had so many duties launching the InfoWars News Center that I cut that hour for a while, for 3 years. And I brought it back about another 3 years ago, and people host that fourth hour. to kind of see who are good talk show hosts, who can handle a big audience and a lot of breaking news. And we found a lot of great people. And with that, we're going to launch a new broadcast here in just the next few months. I intend to be live at least 20 hours a day before 2019. And that is what your support, your prayers, and everything is helping us do here. So, again, I salute you all, and I thank you all for what you've done. You know, there's some subjects that are so big that I have a tendency to say I'm going to cover them, and then I just don't cover it because so much breaks. So much breaks during the show that by the time I'm 3 hours in, I'm not really tired. I'm more relaxed. And then I remember the topic I was going to cover and don't feel the same outrage. And then I feel like it's not a proper time to cover it. I'm trying to explain why I do some of these things that I can't stand. And also, I know what the media's response is going to be, and it's not that the media attacks me and lies about me when I cover these topics. It's that it's not that I'm being attacked that gets to me. It's that I know this is the key. Some of these certain areas, there's a lot of keys, but there's compared to all the rest of the information in the world, it's very rare. And we have the keys. We have the absolute keys. We know the enemy program. We understand it. We're not that smart. I read the books written by them. I read the books. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. And I would have been a totally different person if I hadn't stopped reading children's books when I was about 7 years old and started reading adult books. And it was all because my dad loved encyclopedias, and they would not buy me very few toys. I'd have to go mow lawns to get a new bike. It was good. It taught me how to work. But my dad would buy me any books I wanted. And so I'd get home from school or after practice or whatever, and they'd have Time Life books, Wild Wild West, or Time Life books, The Occult, or Time Life books, World War II, Time Life books, Vietnam, Time Life books, the Manhattan Project and other super science, projects or whatever. And those things would come so many that there was just, because my dad's a big book guy, the whole house was just bookshelves then. Funny kind of the age of TV, it's not with computers. You see his house now, it's got a lot of bookshelves, but nothing like the old house in Dallas. And it was just walls of them. And it was like, I mean, I read 20-volume set World War II by the time I was 8 years old. I mean, I read it. And that was just an encyclopedia on World War II. Well, how many World War II historians actually read that? You see, and that's kind of entry level. By 11, I was reading Order of the Death Set. 1,100 pages or whatever, not 900 pages. And Scheer's Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. And that was just one dalliance studying World War II. I've probably read 200 books on World War II. And I'm not bragging about it. I just get around historians and people. They don't know half of what I know. And it's all embedded in there. And then I studied everything else. And then my dad said, you want to read this? Zbigniew and Brzezinski. Technotronic Era. And, I mean, I was reading all the white papers, all the top thinking, Tragedy and Hope. When I was 18, getting politically involved, and some of the local old guys up here were blown away when they'd be talking about some of the stuff, and I knew all about it. And I remember some old guy, forget his name. I was at some gun rally. He said, come on over here. And he and his old wife were retirees, and they were in their RV from like Oregon or something. He said, yeah, this is a rare book. Because back then it had not been republished, but one time. First 1,000 of the State Department. And then when the plates got out, about 10,000, it was one of the original reprints. Now it's reprinted, and we have it at InfoWarsStore.com. I didn't mean to do a plug on it. And it's the one that's 1,100 pages long. And, man, you read that. And like 18, I read Tragedy and Hope. And it was like the final piece because I had read, I don't want to exaggerate, 600, 700 books on modern history, ancient history, warfare, the Roman Empire, the books written by Julius Caesar. He wrote two books. I read both of them. There were letters back to the Senate that were put into books. And so I read Tragedy and Hope, and it was like, I knew what was on the next page. But it was all a secret document, the State Department, the CIA, because they couldn't understand how their whole system was working. And there he was explaining it all to them, and it was like the final pieces went tick, 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 tick. So then when I learned, oh, Barry Goldwater talked about this, and Ron Paul knows about this, those were like my buddies because they knew what I knew. And then you get into the medical side of the tyranny and how they're doing that and everything else. And it's like Russell Blaylock knew a lot of this stuff, brain surgeon, famous, very successful, invented a bunch of different brain surgeries, so super rich. And then he started coming on my show about 10 years ago, and I ended up talking to this publisher and people, and they said, oh, you didn't know. You basically were the final step with Blaylock. He went and read all these eugenics books and all these doctorate books, and then he moved out of the middle of nowhere and won't talk to anybody. That's why you never hear Blaylock anymore. I mean, he would come on and lay out stuff I never even heard. I was looking up. It was even worse than I thought. It's like these psychos all wrote books about this stuff is what I'm telling you, and that's what's frustrating is we're not lying to you. The globalists hate this broadcast because we actually read what they're planning. And then we can extrapolate where they're going with it now. You got 90% of it. Well, where the roadmap goes isn't hard to guess. Let's say you're coming up the mountains and your roadmap ends, but you're on a highway. You see the valley. Well, the road's going to go through the valley. So that's what I'm telling you, folks, is what's so frustrating. Is that the very people fighting us, 99% of them, don't even know any of this. They don't understand any of it. They don't know it. They don't want to know it. They just want talking points to repeat and get their paycheck and go home and watch Netflix. And that's what's so frustrating is I'll put out this info when we start the next hour. Six after I'm getting into it. It's been taking me a week. It's not even that. I'm trying to build it up. It's not even that big an issue. You already know it. It's just that they're now admitting it. And then they're going to have a headline, Alex Jones hates gay people. And it's not that they're attacking me with that hurts me. It's that it has nothing to do with gay people. Nothing. And I say that on the show, and then they clip it and edit it, and a Nazi collaborator with a funded group edits it and puts it out as a lie so you won't learn about it, and then they'll have Colbert, and then they'll have Homeland on Showtime, and they'll have all these shows come out and say, I'm Alex Jones as an actor, and then say horrible things out of my mouth I didn't say to psychologically inoculate you to not listen to me, because I've noticed what they do. The one thing they're so scared of is the chemicals in the food and the water and the turning us into these hermaphroditic, sterile creatures. And that's their whole agenda. And then they've got a semantical plan built into it where they're going to outlaw the criticism and the warning of this chemical biological apocalypse that is about to happen. And that's the whole point, is that needs to be explained, how once they get you to ban one word, every other domino falls. And I have their plan reverse engineered. And if we don't stop them, it's the end of the species. This is so alien, this attack.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
From deep in the heart of Texas, the home.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
That's right. That's an older liner before Trump got in. And now it's a civil war with the globalists and their factions trying to get control of the country. And I would love the next few years to say that things are stable enough. We'll still have globalist forces, obviously, and pockets of them. And we are not authoritarian. So as long as they don't openly involve in sedition, they'll be allowed to operate. Political system, our worldview, our political proofs of genuine success and durability and happiness are so much more genuine than anything they push. It shouldn't be a problem, but with their media semi-dominant still, it is a serious problem. But the point is, I would love to be able to retire those liners, because to admit we were no longer the United States of America to a great extent was the beginning of becoming the United States of America again. People would hear that and they think Alex is demoralizing us. He's being negative. And I even learned some globalists had had debates about us, and it was decided, oh, they're defeated. Let him scare the hell out of them. Because I know it was discussed having me taken out. In fact, I was physically attacked quite a few times in war and other things. But then the decision was made by some of the combines that I was a joke, just like you're a joke, they think, and that he'll just scare everybody, because they knew what I was saying was accurate. 99% of it. None of us are perfect. And so they let us operate until we were too big and it was too late. And Hillary Clinton was up there saying, what type of dark heart do you have to say the type of things I say about her? See, she made it personal because she knows I was having the women on that she represented men against who were little girls when those men raped them to the point of not even, I mean, two women we've had on that she fought against in rape cases. One of them was 11 years old. I don't want to go into the details of that again, but it takes a lot to take an 11-year-old girl, seven men raped, and to wreck them. And that's who Hillary is. So it's this big joke. They launched this whole thing about how they're going to protect women and everything when they're the monsters. And that's why they hate us, is because they know we've got their number and we're crazy enough to go ahead and just say it. In fact, almost no coverage of the Quentin Tarantino information where he on Howard Stern said Roman Polanski kidnapping, drugging, and raping an 11-year-old girl anally. And you can read the police report, so she bled all over the place. Yeah, I guess she said she was consenting when she was passed out. Later, she sure wasn't when she ran back to mommy and said, I'm really hurt. But according to Harvey Weinstein's best buddy and the number one person Weinstein produced for all his race-baiting garbage films, Mr. Mutanoid says that it was consensual for Roman Polanski to stick his filthy, diseased proboscis into that little girl. Meryl Streep thinks it's great, too, because she's a sack of garbage. And see, you think these sacks of garbage like us here? I remember one time a top Hollywood producer with one of the top lawyers in Hollywood, I said the name, you look it up, it's the top, threatened me. And I'm not a tough guy. I'm not looking for trouble. And I just told him, you know, go ahead and fill your hand. And then they were shaking in fear because everyone else grovels to these people like they're God. And not all of Hollywood's bad. Clint Eastwood's awesome. There's other great people. They all just keep their head down, live nowhere near Hollywood, and battle it from afar. Take Clint Eastwood's new movie coming out. Review, Clint Eastwood, 1517, to Paris, is an eclectic mix of patriotic, Christian, and cutting edge, and will resonate in the heartland. Showbiz 411. And you're like, okay, but glorifying this and everything, you know, it's cheesy. No, it's not. Not when the other thing is people saying it's okay to have sex with your children. See, they've been trying to destroy Christianity, destroy heroism, destroy men that are willing to take action because these criminals are scared of that. And see, Clint Eastwood wants to say, no, that's what we're proud of, is people that take action in the face of overwhelming odds. That's what we stand for because it's the right thing. And that's why they fear him. I've gotten to know people at the highest levels of Hollywood, and since the whole quasi-collapse of it, I've gotten to know people that are in the conservative secret society, big producers, some of the biggest, and none of them live in Hollywood, none of them want to be anywhere near it, and they try to just do decent stuff. And strangely enough, everything they do is a hit. Isn't that crazy? The most successful people long range in Hollywood are the libertarian, Christian, conservative patriots. Because you know what? That's what America wants anyway. See, that's the crazy thing about this. Is all of you people that went along with the power structure so long, thinking you'd feather your own nest while you poisoned your own culture, and it blew back on your own children. Don't have step one. Don't crap in your pool. Don't piss in your own pool. Don't piss in anybody's pool. Because if you're pissing in somebody else's pool, it'll be okay for them to piss in your pool. Treat people like you want to be treated. But there's this attitude from the Harvey Weinsteins that it's okay. Take Quentin Tarantino. Shane, it's not, you know, bad. That little girl wanted it. A little 13-year-old girl. And even now, Shane's like, that's really sick. I've got a young daughter that age. You're making me... Quentin, go back on this. Quentin's like, no. Because the biggest thing is to say it out in the open. And Quentin Tarantino was such a protected demon that no one but Gawker picked it up and said, oh, Jones has covered and resurfaced Tarantino defending the rape of a 13-year-old girl by Roman Polanski. Think about that. Here's audio of Quentin Tarantino defending Roman Polanski, 13-year-old girl, wanted to have it. Maybe scroll down. That's what it takes, is for us to put that out, and then you just get one little blurb of it. So, oh my gosh, they'll talk about some Hollywood guy who's not really powerful, who pushed his girlfriend's head down because she wasn't going far enough down on him. And that's not good. That's jerky and weird, and I don't support it. That's the big news, though, is a guy, a little rough with his girlfriend, instead of people raping little girls that they grabbed and drugged. And there's always women that provide the little girls, so they feel safe. So there's a woman there, so no one would ever believe anything happened because there's a woman there and wonder what type of women are there. I think we know what type. They're the big mavens of Hollywood. They're the scum. They're the enemy. They're the curse. They're the problem. Oh, there's one now. Mm-hmm. These people are sick. And you have to understand, they don't just want to abuse women or men or anybody. They want power. They want to mess with people. They want to kick your pregnant wife down the stairs and have her have a miscarriage and have it done in your place with your people so that everybody can say that Alex Jones did it. But I made a decision that even though that was 16 years ago, I'm not normally a vengeful person. I move forward, but I decided just right in my heart now to come after you. And so I am starting next week. Oh, yeah, people like me tell you we're coming, and we walk into traps. So that's what this is all about. You operate in the dark, I operate in the light. And we'll see how you do when I drag your ass out in the light. Because you're never going to get away with what you've done, all the things you've engaged in. And I think the fall of that piece of crap, he is worshipped in Hollywood. Not because his film's the very worst produced ever. They're just sophistic crap. But because he's a degenerate, filthy scumbag. And I think it's time we have people on to talk about Quentin Tarantino. Because you guys didn't pick that report up I put out this week. So now we're going to release more. Coming for you. Coming for you. You want to walk over like a jack-o'-lantern head demon and throw your weight around? That's fine. But what came next wasn't good. And so I'd suppress that, and now I remember it. Now I see the stars aligning. Real stars, not the false ones. Your demise, politically. We'll be back. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.